They stood in a vast courtyard several times the size of a football field, surrounded by four enormous walls made of grey stone and covered in spots with thick ivy. The walls had to be hundreds of feet high and formed a perfect square around them, each side split in the exact middle by an opening as tall as the walls themselves that, from what Thomas could see, led to passages and long corridors beyond.
"Look at the green bean," a scratch voice said.
Thomas couldn't see who it came from.
"Gonna break his shuck neck checking out the new digs,"
several boys laughed.
"Shut your hole, galley,"
a deeper voice responded. Thomas focused back in on the dozens of strangers around him. He knew he must look out of it. He felt like he'd been drugged. A tall kid with blonde hair and a square jaw sniffled at him, his face devoid of expression. A short, pudgy boy fidgeted back and forth on his feet, looking up at Thomas with wide eyes.